In this bulletin, two new locally acquired cases in New South Wales, Barnaby Joyce regains the leadership of the Nationals, and Scott Morrison dismisses claims of double standards after exploring some family history while attending the G7 in Britain. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dodd. New South Wales has recorded two new locally acquired cases, taking the current cluster to 11. One case is a woman in her 50s from Sydney's northern suburbs who's a close contact of a previously reported case and has been in isolation. And the second case is a man in his 30s from Sydney's eastern suburbs. He's also a close contact of a previously reported case and he's been isolating too. Barnaby Joyce has regained the leadership of the Nationals, deposing Michael McCormack. Mr. Joyce also becomes Australia's new Deputy Prime Minister. Scott Morrison has been criticised for taking a personal trip to explore his family history while attending the G7 in Britain. While in Cornwall, he travelled to St. Kevin in memory of his ancestor, William Roberts. Local media report that he visited the village's church and laid flowers in the churchyard with a bouquet provided by a local florist. Some Australians stuck overseas have demanded he explain why he engaged in personal tourism while preventing them from returning to their families in Australia. Speaking on Radio 2GB, Scott Morrison defended his actions.
We had to land in north of London as opposed to landing down there in Cornwall because of the fog. And we stopped off along the way. We had some lunch and stopped off in another location on the way. And on after the G7, on the way to the airport, we stopped in another place, which just happens to be where my fifth great-grandfather was from. So I think it was pretty innocent. I think that's massively overstating it.
National Cabinet is meeting for the first time since the Prime Minister returned from overseas. Scott Morrison is convening the emergency meeting via a video link from the lodge while isolating. It was organised after a decision to restrict AstraZeneca shots to people over 60, following concerns over the extremely rare blood clotting events. Speaking to 2GB, the New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says her government is lobbying for more Pfizer vaccines.
But I'm going to argue for New South Wales to make sure we get our fair share. I know other states have reserved a top-up, and I just want to make sure we get our fair share, especially given the vast majority of Aussies coming back home are coming through Sydney Airport. If we get more doses, they'll go into arms and as quickly as possible. And that is our road to freedom. I mean, the current outbreak we're experiencing demonstrates the risk is always there.
Victoria has recorded one new locally acquired infection of COVID-19. The new case is a primary close contact of a case who's been quarantining throughout their infectious period. Acting Premier James Molino says Victoria doesn't have enough supplies to meet demand and he's asking the Commonwealth to provide more.
It's a sense of urgency, an acknowledgement from the Commonwealth that this is indeed a race. We want to see confirmation of supply, we want to see an increase in supply, but above all, we want to see a sense of urgency. This is a race that nationally we are falling behind in. Now, I welcome General Frewen's appointment, and God knows we need someone to sort out the mess in Canberra.
Queensland has recorded zero new local COVID-19 cases, but five infections have been detected in hotel quarantine. Chief Health Officer Dr. Jeanette Young says a woman who tested positive on the weekend after spending time in the community contracted the virus from another return traveller during her 14-day quarantine period.
So she travelled on an Emirates flight, but she was not Emirates cabin crew. She was coming to Australia to then work as cabin crew for other airlines. So she came into hotel quarantine. We now have the genome sequence back, and it clearly shows it is exactly the same as another person's genome sequence who was also in that crew hotel at Four Points.
Dr. Young says the two individuals were quarantining on different floors of the hotel. In golf, 2 weeks after testing positive to COVID-19, Spanish golfer John Rahm has recovered and has won the US Open at Torrey Pines. He spoke openly about being diagnosed with COVID-19 and dedicated the victory to a friend who died from the disease.
Unfortunately, COVID is a reality in this world, and it's affected a lot of people. And I got out of what happened the best possible hand, because nobody in my family got sick. I barely got any symptoms. But now I have to mention, we have lost a lot of people back home. We have lost some friends. And this one is to a friend of mine who was a journalist, who had just started getting into golf, and he was basically following me around the golf, around the world of golf. And when he started, he had no idea what golf was, and he passed away a few months ago from COVID.
And now today's weather: Perth, showers and 14, Adelaide, sunny and 17, Melbourne, mostly sunny, a top of 15 degrees, Hobart, sunny and 13, Canberra, partly cloudy, 14, Wollongong, a shower or two, top of 17. Sydney, a few showers, 18. Newcastle, similar conditions and 18 degrees. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 23. Cairns, similar conditions, 26. And Darwin, sunny as well, at a top of 32. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.